you are, Rob.
Pitching is the name of the game, and that's what you were looking for tonight. And Huff comes out and gives you six great innings.
No doubt. Thought he, just threw the ball outstanding, threw a lot of strikes, only one walk, eight strikeouts. And, honestly, had a little boo-boo error there by Simpson. I think if we don't have that, I don't think he gives up any runs. But he gave us what we, wanted and what we thought we would need against Messick is just a really good start.
And, of course, you go to your bullpen with Vinatieri, and for a while there it looks like he was going to give you three innings and maybe save the bullpen a little, but, a couple of odd things went on after that.
Didn't happen, and I'd like to have seen him finish it, but he did get us, got six outs. Just kind of lost command there in the last inning, probably got ahead of himself a little bit, trying too hard. But it'll be a good lesson for him. But, I felt like he gave us, what we needed from him when he went into the game.
Like you said, I think that's probably part of the learning process for a freshman.
No doubt. Just, got ahead of himself and, he'll certainly learn from that. And then Maxwell in the ninth inning was that's dominance at its, at its finest. I think, had a pitch over 100 miles an hour and just threw nothing but strikes.
You look at his body language out there now, it's completely different. And he knows he's dominating people out there.
No doubt. I think he likes being in the bullpen. I'm happy we only had to use him for one inning tonight, and he just did a tremendous job.
Top of your order, first three batters, 10 hits, 5 hits from Jenkins.
Yeah, dominant. Parada got us off to a good start in the first inning with a homer. Jenkins gets 5 hits. Simpson gets 3 hits. And Simpson makes a big difference in our lineup, he's a tough out. He makes contact. He can put pressure on the defense. And that helps Parada and Jenkins and everybody else that kind of hits behind him.
You hear stories in baseball about guys that come in for somebody that's out, and they play well and keep on playing well, and Jackson is one of those guys right now.
He's playing really well, and I will say this just so people don't think that I'm crazy tomorrow. So he's got to go to a funeral tomorrow. His grandfather passed away, so we won't have him tomorrow. But good Lord willing, he'll be back in there on Sunday. He's playing really well. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And, we'll miss him tomorrow. We'll be certainly praying for him and his family because that'll be a tough day. But, it's definitely the right thing for him to do. It's, family's the most important, so he'll be away from us tomorrow. We'll be thinking about him and then getting back here on Sunday.
You mentioned earlier about the team going through some tough ACC games. How important was it for this group to win that first game?
Oh, we needed a win, we need to get as many wins as we can get in the ACC. They're hard to come by. And, now you win on Friday. It just gives you momentum going, into Saturday and Sunday. But, it's one game. We still got, a game tomorrow and a game Sunday. So we just got to be prepared. But good way, certainly for us, after a tough weekend last weekend, to start Friday with a win.
And, of course, a big day coming up with the World Series game.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We got, 19 to 20 maybe players that were on that 2002 World Series team coming back. So I'm excited to see a lot of guys I haven't seen. And, they're bringing – some of them that have kids are all bringing kids, and some of their parents are coming. And so it'll be just be a good day to, see a bunch of guys that only 3 teams in the history of Georgia Tech have played in the College World Series. They were the second team to do that. And so it'd be great to just see those guys and put them on the field before the game.
Okay, thanks.